This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in, Diehard Nation. We're going to Andrew Carlson running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. How you doing, buddy?
Well, man, miss your voice. It's been a minute since I've been working with you on the show.
Everybody's missing me, man. I appreciate the folks filling in. I'm a little busy. Got a lot going on, but that's okay. Appreciate Bobby Kravitsky for filling in and Patrick Gilroy and Alex Barth. And, hey, man, you really miss my voice because I have a feeling you really didn't.
Look, Pep, sometimes we say things to be nice, so let's just leave it at that and not probe any further, okay?
I got you, man. I got you. So I'm on cloud nine right now, AC, and Diehard Nation. Just got back from a softball game. My daughter's, again, 11, and my youngest will be turning 10 in less than a week. They play on a 10U softball team, and, man, was it fun tonight. I am talking about hashtag girl dad. It was off the charts, flat out, what every dad wants in this world. I don't even know if I'm going to sleep tonight. It was one of those epic games, playoff game. It's spring league for Canton, Massachusetts, 20 minutes south of Boston. First playoff game. My oldest Lily, had two hits, had two RBI, had the game winning RBI in the top of the inning, and in the bottom of the inning, my youngest Abby on the mound struck out the side to win the game. And let me tell you something. I am on fumes right now. I am flat out off the charts. I walked into my house 2 minutes before this show started because obviously, I'm not missing this thing. So I'm like pushing it to the limits. My stress level is off the charts. I'm hoping I don't die of a heart attack tonight. But anyway, I am telling you, as a girl dad, this is the pinnacle. This is it. I mean, they win a playoff game. They both contribute. They both win the game. It was unbelievable. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Coming up next, we will talk to our pal in Las Vegas, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip from the Sports Memo podcast. Mr. Drew Martin will hop on the Progressive Guest Line next. You keep it right here. You're locked into the Diehards. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome into the Wednesday edition. Once again, the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network. O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East. 20 minutes south of Boston. Hanging out with my friends tonight from Willie's Super Brew. Willie's Super Brew, hard seltzer blended with real fruit. It's gluten-free, low in carbs and calories. It's brewed with thousands of pounds of real fruits and spices, meaning it's bursting with real flavor. It's about drinking real, a drink made from real ingredients by real people with real impact. It was all started by a goat farmer named Willie and a surfer named Nico on a Cape Cod beach, and the rest is history. Check them out at superbrew.com or at drinksuperbrew. Brew. Are we going to the Progressive Guest Line, AC? I think we're waiting for our pal, Drew Martin, sports handicapper from Las Vegas, who is firmly on the Las Vegas Strip, to get the latest and greatest on what the hot picks are. And we are going to go there right now. Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com today. Mr. Drew Martin from the Sports Memo podcast. How are you, pal? What's happening?
Hey, Anthony. Doing good, man. Always good to be on with you on Wednesday night here, Sports Map Radio. And even though I'm traveling internationally south of the border in Mexico, trying to enjoy myself down here, always happy to call into the show, talk a little gambling, talk a little lifestyle, whatever you need, Anthony. So always good to be on with you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
You always find time for me, and I appreciate it. So how many tequila shots are you deep right now? Because you're in Mexico, right?
I am in on the Gulf Coast of Mexico right now. And I'll tell you, you know, last night I had enough to probably cover myself for today, and I've just really been working today. But I'll tell you this, Anthony. I went to the Mexican Baseball League actually just started this weekend, and it was opening
right.
night in Veracruz. Yep. And first off, Yasiel Puig, if you were wondering whatever happened to him after the Dodgers and the Reds, he's playing in the Mexican Baseball League for Veracruz, and he hit about a 370-foot bomb oppo last night.
Wow.
I was at the game. And that kind of surprised me. But even more so, Anthony, I'll tell you this. The Mexican Baseball League, I mean, they got $3 tequila shots, $2 Heinekens. It is unbelievable. You know, I'm used to going to Marlins, Padres, you know, Braves games, and it's $10 beers. I mean, liquor drinks, I don't even want to quote the prices. But down here at the Mexican Baseball League, you can tie one on here for, you know, 10, 15 bucks, and you're good to go.
Now, Drew, you had me at the booze, but I'm curious, what about the hot dogs at the stadium? How much are they, and are they any good?
You know what? My girlfriend got a hot dog, and I want to say that they were, I think it was like a dollar. And
all right.
Wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but I'm one, when it comes to Mexico, you know, you kind of want to stick to the tacos. So I went that route, and that was cheap, and it's always good. You know, tacos in Mexico, you really can't go wrong.
Now, let me ask you the most important question, because you are a professional handicapper. You are a professional gambler. You work for the Gambling Network, the Sports Memo podcast in Las Vegas. Did you gamble on the game because you went there? Do you have to gamble on the games that you go to? How does that work, Drew?
You know, Anthony, it's really funny because I get that itch. You know, you're going to the game.
Of course.
And I'm like, hey, I'm just going to watch the game,
yep.
see what happens. And then sure enough, you know, we're about an hour out from leaving, and I start
yep.
opening my phone and checking. First off, I'm like, what sports books even offer the Mexican Baseball League?
All
and
right.
that took me a minute to kind of find it.
Yep.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm going. I'm wearing a Veracruz shirt. I'm trying to act like a real Mexican here. And I'm like, so I can't bet against Veracruz. And also, it was like the wind was blowing in, and I didn't want to bet on the under because, you know, who knows with these pitchers and Yasiel Puig. So I wanted to bet on Veracruz, but they were laying -170. I didn't want to bet a huge favorite. So actually, for the first time in a long time, I just went and enjoyed the game. And it was fun as a fan. I didn't gamble on it, although I usually do. And one other thing that I think that Major League Baseball, Anthony, can actually learn from the Mexican Baseball League.
Okay.
Is
how?
It's really funny because going to games this season, you know, I noticed in the MLB, there's a pitch and then there's not really anything going on. It's another pitch. It's almost kind of silent at times, if you know what I mean. In the Mexican Baseball League, it's a pitch and then it's music, and then it's they turn it down, it's another pitch, and then it's like, yo no sé mañana, yo no sé mañana, and people are like dancing in the stadium. It's hilarious, man. It's awesome. It's like an event. I think MLB should adapt that and start playing music and all kind of antics during the game. It was a lot of fun.
How does that song go again?
It's yo no sé mañana. Yo no sé mañana. Hey, only on Sports Map Radio, right?
All right, so you didn't gamble on the game, but you're gambling with your life in Mexico. No, I'm kidding. How is Mexico, by the way? Like, talk about the atmosphere for people that have never been to Mexico. What's it like down there, man?
I love it. You know,
yep.
The people are great. I'm a big fan of just, like, Mexican people, how
sure.
nice they are.
They're of course.
They always love seeing, you know, us gringos and really good people overall. And I'm actually in, you know, real Mexico, not like Tijuana or Cancun,
yep.
anything like that. I'm in the port city of Veracruz. And I'll tell you this, you know, one thing that catches me off guard is, and it, now that I'm down here, I see why, you know, all the cops. First of all, the military is most of the cops now,
yep.
starting like this past year with the new president down here. They all have AK-47s. So that's like kind of
awesome.
Intimidating at first. You're like, wow, they're meaning business. And sure enough, you know, unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the cartels is kind of scary here. But it looks like they're getting a grasp, at least in the region I'm in the state of Veracruz. And like last night, watching, you know, just walking around the game, it's like a big minor league baseball park is what I would kind of compare it to. There was probably 200, maybe even more, in terms of just military and cops with AK-47s walking around the stand. It was something that you don't see in the United States very often. But to tell you the truth, it actually makes me feel a little bit more safe.
It's kind of like those parties you go to Vegas with. It's just all those guns, right?
Not that I can recall, no. There's almost no gun, really.
I'm kidding. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com, on the Progressive guest line with the diehards. Anthony Pepe here on the Sports Map Radio Network. It's Drew Martin from the Sports Memo Podcast. Hey, let's get into it, man. Do you ride the Nets right now? I mean, man, do they look really good. They look tough to beat.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, the trend is your friend in sports betting.
Sure.
I don't want to step in front of that train. And in terms of, you know, the Nets, how far could they go? I don't want to step in front of going up against Boston. Laying the 7 here, I guess what, on the Friday night game is something I'm not a huge fan of, laying numbers, especially on the road here. So.
Yeah.
It's not a game that I have a wager on, but yeah, if you made me bet it, I would probably lay it with the favorite here.
And when you look at the Lakers, they obviously come out a little flat in game number one, and then last night they did what they needed to do against a Phoenix Suns team that, again, hot as a pistol in the West, but CP3 a little banged up with that shoulder. LeBron James, AD, flat out off the charts, carrying that team, the Lake Show, the champs. Do you ride the Lakers now because you see what the Lakers are doing? And you know what? Again, they're the champs. They're the team to beat. Do you ride them right now?
You know, and talk about just a fascinating handicap.
Sure.
I mean, you get the defending champions, the Lakers, with, you know, the name recognition on their roster, going up against the Phoenix Suns that, talk about in the regular season, arguably the best team in the NBA. And coming into this, seeing the Phoenix Suns as the favorite, I was scratching my head. I almost wish I could go back in time, bet the Lakers. And, you know, we find ourselves with the Lakers, what, -7 at home, game three? I don't know. Again, it comes down to laying the big number. I don't think I'm there, but I think the Lakers come out and win this series, actually, Anthony. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think you get the star power. And when you start talking about betting in the NBA, you know, effort has to be a big question of the handicap, and it's the NBA playoffs. So talk about effort being there. You don't have to question the Lakers at all. I think the Lakers are going to win the series.
Drew, is it a team to stay away from right now?
I don't know.
Other than the Celtics in my hometown that absolutely pure stink?
Yeah. I mean, the Celtics aren't a team that I would actually go out of my way to bet. But, I mean, to throw another name out there, maybe the Miami Heat, and this is coming from a kid, you know, from South Florida.
Yeah.
I just really question, you know, the overall talent level. And going up against Milwaukee, and
they don't look good at all against Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's the thing. This isn't last year in the bubble that he really had it rolling, and this year not so much. That snowball effect of just being able to ride out wins and carry it on. I don't see the Heat, you know, being able to kind of replicate what they were able to do last year in the bubble. So maybe look to fade the Heat.
Hey, do you have a pick tonight or tomorrow that our diehard Nation fans can pay attention to and maybe win some shekels?
Let's see here. You know, the Major League Baseball slate, I guess San Francisco, Arizona, the only one left on the docket here. And we got, what, Cueto going, 3.34 ERA. Only one bad start year to date. I mean, Merrill Kelly, the starter for Arizona, 32-year-old Arizona State Sun Devil. But after a rough start, he's pitched pretty well. I just think Cueto riding under the radar here at near a pick'em price on the San Francisco Giants, one of the most profitable teams in baseball. If you're looking for some action tonight, 9:40 Eastern first pitch here, I'd actually go with the San Francisco Giants, top 10 team against righties, and we get the better bullpen. Going up against Arizona, the worst bullpen in MLB by my numbers, I'd go with the San Francisco Giants here, laying the -112, if you shop around, -115, widely available. So risk 115 to win 100 here on the Giants and the nightcap on the diamond.
Hey, Drew, good stuff. By the way, what's your girlfriend's name?
Donahue.
Donahue, so please give her our best for taking you away from her for this segment. We appreciate the time, buddy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Anthony, always good on Wednesday night, buddy. Yeah, hopefully the Giants can come through. And, yeah, we'll talk next week. Be safe up there in the Northeast, man.
All right, there he is, the great Drew Martin from the Sports Memo Podcast, hanging out with the diehards as he does every Wednesday here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Quick TO when we return. We'll talk some more gambling. We're going to talk some player props. And we'll talk to our pal from DraftKings. Mr. Julian Edlow joins the diehards next on the Progressive Guest Line. Keep it right here. My name is Anthony Pepe. I'm the original diehard flying solo tonight with my man running rock and roll control in Houston, Andrew Carlson. Quick TO, it's the Diehard Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East. My friend is Andrew Carlson running rock and roll control in Houston. My friends are obviously from O'Reilly Auto Parts. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Hello. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door for free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. That's O'ReillyAuto.com today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Let's get right back to it. Progressive Guest Line is cooking. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. This man on the Progressive Guest Line here on the Sports Map Radio Network should probably pay for my insurance for the rest of his life because he owes me his life because I got him where he is today. At the DraftKings position, Mr. Julian Edlow. I'm kidding, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. As usual, just put those insurance bills in the mail, and they will be taken care of.
Hey, man, for novice people, for people tuning in, not quite sure this gambling stuff, for people not quite sure when I say player props, what exactly does that mean? Let's go the 101 player props. How does that work? What is it?
Yeah, so player props, rather than betting a side or a total in a game, you're just going to be focusing in on one player. And it can be points, rebounds, assists, and that market has grown. I'm obviously going with an NBA example right now. We got the NBA playoffs going on. You can bet that combine, a points, rebounds, and assists combo over-under, three-pointers made, it goes pretty deep these days and has really expanded, especially, in markets like DraftKings that were, kind of brought up on fantasy sports. It's an easy transition over to the player prop side. So it's just a different way, you're a casual bettor. You want to watch a game for fun. You don't want to, let's say you're a Celtics fan right now and you can't bring yourself to bet on the Nets. The Celtics aren't a very good bet these days. So maybe you want to look into the player prop market for some action.
That's fun. So when did this come into play, Julian? How long ago, how many years ago did player props really become prominent?
I mean, they've been around as long as I've been in the gambling industry. I just think that they've really grown over the last, we'll call it a few years.
Okay, fair enough.
They've definitely become more popular over the last couple of years. And I think it's just as sports betting has grown and become more popular and gotten new customers, people just kind of look over there and go, oh, this is kind of cool. I think it translates well to football. People saying, hey, this guy's on my fantasy football team or whatever, and you want to root for them. Let's play so-and-so over 75 rushing yards. It's just a whole different element to the game that brings you, similarities with fantasy, but a whole different aspect. You want to be, whatever, my fantasy team's going down the tubes, but I want to root for this specific guy.
Now, as my pal Mark Linehan, who will be on the show tomorrow night, likes to call hockey playoffs, it should be changed to goalie. In the NHL, is there a goalie prop that says, hey, you know what, this goalie's going to save X amount, you can go over-under? I mean, it's safe to say there's a prop like that?
Yeah, you can bet an over-under on saves for a goalie.
All right.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that I'm too in depth with the hockey.
That's okay.
Market.
That's okay.
You know, I'm a basketball guy.
Of course.
I was on with you. When was this? A week or two ago. I told you I gave my annual hockey play. I gave Bruins money line in game two. They won.
Wackadoo.
So yep. I'm 100% for the year, and
good luck.
We'll look forward to another winner in 2022.
Now, you're not a big baseball guy either, but I know you love baseball. But like again, there's so many more stats in baseball for all those stat geeks out there in baseball. Is there a player prop that you can go with a pitcher with whip, walks, and hits per innings pitched? I mean, is that a stat?
So pitchers, you're pretty much going strikeout props.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, over under strikeouts, which I know bettors like a lot.
Yep.
You know, pitchers are interesting. You can get knocked out in the first inning and be done if you're going with an under. If you're going with an over, obviously you got to sweat it out a little more. But baseball's tough. You know, you can bet players to get a hit, but like if you're betting Mike Trout to get a hit, you're looking at -250, -300 for that night. So you can kind of combine things like hits, runs, RBI. Like 2.5 would be a number for a guy like Trout. Can he go over that? Set it around standard juice each side. The one thing that for me is why I'm so into NBA and NFL as well. Like, you know, just the Clippers are a team off the top of my head. If Paul George is ruled out 30 minutes before tip-off, Kawhi Leonard is going to see a ton more usage. The ball is going to be in his hand. He's going to shoot more. He's going to rebound more. He's going to assist more. If Fernando Tatis Jr. is ruled out, Manny Machado doesn't get twice as many at-bats. He's still going to do the same thing. It just doesn't offer you the same type of edge in that type of roster move.
Gotcha. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance of Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Julian Edlow from DraftKings is on the Progressive Guest Line Sports Map Radio Network with the Diehards. Hey, man, how hard is it to play player props in your sport in the NBA with the Nets where you have three stars that you're not quite sure which one's going to propel, which one's going to do okay, and which one's going to kind of just be in the back burner? I mean, that team must be tough to do the player props, no?
Yeah, it's very tough, and I actually got sucked into it last night with Kyrie Irving over 24.5 points.
I saw that on Twitter, yep.
Yeah, I wasn't really looking to do it, but I found myself going down the numbers. Kyrie had 29 in game one. He was averaging over 30 a game in four games against the Celtics. This season, he's obviously got a little bit of a revenge narrative on his mind to have a pretty good series. And the Nets just come out and blow doors. Durant and Harden wind up getting the majority of it. If Joe Harris is getting 25, then one of those guys is just at least one of those guys isn't gonna hit their hefty point total. So it really honestly gets tougher in the postseason. You want to look more for backing a star in a game seven to go over when they're going to be leaned on more. For me, the player props are far more profitable in the regular season, only because you got to pay attention to the whole mess. Load management. This guy's got an ankle. He's probable. Let's just sit him. You pay attention to that news and get take your edges. You're going to do pretty well in the playoffs. You've got to be pretty sharp and take advantage of unique situations.
Lakers Brooklyn parlay. You gave it two units. How do you base your units, man? How do you figure that out?
A lot of people that are really into it are a little bit more strict with it than me. Honestly, you want to take, a certain percentage of your bankroll and put it on this. And, it just comes out to a mathematics. I don't necessarily look at it quite that hard. It's a little bit just more of a gut feeling. And how have you been doing lately? Have things been going well? Maybe you want to be a little more aggressive. Have they not been going well? Do you want to be a little more conservative? And most importantly, just how confident are you in the play? So I gave that one out this morning because I thought the price would move. It has moved a lot. I gave it out at -110. It's like -130 to -140-ish, I think, at the time. So it's square. But when you get to this point in the NBA postseason, like I said, player props tighten up. I probably want to stay away from player props. But this is a big, almost must-win game for the Lakers. Chris Paul's dinged up. On the other side, you got the Nets, who probably put the Celtics, confidence pretty far down. Tatum, what's the eye going like? So you got to just base it on what you feel.
Hey, Julian, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it as always. Keep up the good work with DraftKings. We'll talk to you next week, okay, pal?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Julian Edlow from DraftKings, DraftKings.com. Quick TON return. The voice of the Boston Celtics, the radio voice, Sean Grandy, is on the Diehards next.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Hanging out with my pal running Rock and Roll Control in Houston. His name is Andrew Carlson. Also, my friends are from Mamitas. It's a hard seltzer. Real tequila, sparkling water, natural flavors. It's only 95 calories, 5% ABV. I love it. Flavors include lime, mango, paloma, and pineapple. Mamitas keeps a light and refreshing taste while staying authentic to the iconic tequila cocktails that have inspired bartenders for decades. Ask for them today at your local retailer or favorite watering hole. For more information, check them out at drinkmamitas.com. That's drinkmamitas.com, or follow them on Twitter or Instagram at drinkmamitas, hashtag mucho delicious. Go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The best in the business, the radio voice from the Boston Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub, friend of the show, Mr. Sean Grandy. How are you, pal?
I didn't realize you were bilingual until I heard you read that spot.
That's how I roll.
Back and forth, and a mucho to whatever it is. I can't follow the language change, but it was seamless.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. For someone that's been doing that for three or four decades, you've been doing that, Reeds?
You know what?
Hey, Sean, how tough was calling yesterday's game? Again, you've been doing this for a long time. We make the jokes, but sick. I'm listening to you on the radio on 98.5 The Sports Hub here in Boston, and in the car, and 6 minutes into the game, the Celtics are playing close. It's early, and then all of a sudden, Brooklyn did what Brooklyn did, and the game was over, literally. How tough is it calling that game?
I think what makes this season tough and what makes a game like that tough is knowing what's coming afterwards, right?
Yep.
I think that the Celtics are not going to beat the Brooklyn Nets. This Celtics team is not beating the Brooklyn Nets in 2021 in a playoff series. It's a pretty, they're pretty heavy underdogs in this series. You know, the disappointment of the season is the fact that they finished seventh in the East. Once they did, I mean, it was, you know, we knew what was going to happen here, but it's difficult for people to watch. And again, a lot of this has to do with the crazy inflated expectations of this season. And what you obviously want to see is them play hard. And there have been nights this year that not everyone has. And last night was a disappointing night. And then you get your best player goes out in the second half. And it's hard to watch. I think it's hard for a certain percentage of fans to accept the reality of where the Celtics are right now, what this season was. And, you know, and of all the people in all the world, obviously, you know, it's Kyrie on the other side making it worse.
But tough to watch, tough to be a Celtics fan. But from a broadcasting standpoint, Sean, calling that game, and, like, again, you know the game's over. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you keep the listeners captivated when you know that they can't win the game? The listeners know that you know that.
There's two things. You know, Pep, you know this. Max and I have been doing this for 20 years.
Yep.
So, obviously, if the game is not going to be entertaining, we have to be entertaining on our own. And there's other things to
talk
about. Right, and there's other, you know, there's other issues going on inside the league. The job of a play-by-play announcer, the job of a talk show host, the job of anybody who has a microphone in front of them is to captivate the audience for as long as you have asked for their attention.
Of course.
And so we're going to be there the entire game, and if the game doesn't merit our attention, as the 30-point game in the third quarter for the most part does not, you start, you know, earlier in the day, Max had tweeted something about the fact that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in all these years have never really had a dust-up with a player on another team. And he kind of pointed that out. Like, what does that tell you about those guys? So we had a baseline of a discussion point throughout the night, and we had extra time to talk about that. And when Evan Fournier finally said, you know, Kevin Durant, who's just such an amazing player, and it's a gift to get to watch him again. And I think that's one of the truly good things about this series, and it sucks if you're a Celtics fan to see it. But to watch Kevin Durant healthy again, dominating, he's an amazing player to watch. But he's hypersensitive. He's the guy that shouldn't be allowed on social media after a certain time at night because he can't help himself. And he
you know, Evan Fournier is having a conversation with the referee, and Kevin Durant interjected himself in it, and Fournier wasn't having it.
Yep.
And went after Kevin Durant for
it.
That is what I think fans wanted to see, is some fight. And this is one of the, again, a baseline issue with this team, is that the way that Jaylen Brown and the way that Jason Tatum in particular lead, they're not fiery in your face guys. Paul Pierce wasn't, by the way. You know, Kevin Garnett was. You need a certain mix of guys. And I think it's hard for people to realize that you had, you know, watch Jay Crowder last night, who missed 15 threes in a row, but then he makes one, and the place goes crazy, and he's in your face, and you've lost some of that. Fans want to see fight, and they haven't seen enough of it for a variety of reasons this year.
Speaking of the fans, do you get more fired up calling the games, obviously, with fans and the energy that they bring to the table?
Well, I don't think there's any question. This whole thing has been a bizarre scientific experiment for all of us in whatever it is we do, whether you play or coach or whatever. Having fans back has been great. They're the soundtrack. You know, calling the games, I think all of us, to suggest that Max and I have had it tough because we have to call games off television or whatever in the grand scope, you know, grand scheme of the pandemic and everything we've all been through is absurd. But since you're asking broadcasting questions, from a broadcasting standpoint, it's been embarrassing trying to call these games off TV.
Yep.
Last night we had, as a great example, we had audio. The audio they were feeding us from the arena was 3 seconds late. So how on earth are you supposed to call the game? Am I supposed to watch a shot and then call a game 3 seconds behind so the crowd noise matches it's a soundtrack to the game. And my whole gig is about soundtrack. It's about providing I've got to call when the Celtics are rallying and the ball swings into the corner and Jason Tatum is open. I've got to hit got it the second that ball, that's the split second that goes in, because the crowd's going to come a split second later. Right? That's the listen to a radio highlight. That's the art of the radio highlight, is to have use the crowd like music. So it's amazing to have it back. Now, tomorrow or Friday night, I'm probably going to have to bleep a lot of it out, what we hear from the crowd, but that's another issue entirely.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at progressive.com. Flat out the best in the business. Radio voice of the Boston Celtics, heard on 98.5, the Sports Hub here in Boston. Sean Grandy is on with the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network. Getting on the court here, Sean. Can Boston ever get that other piece? We know how good Jason Tatum is. We know how good Jaylen Brown is. Kemba Walker is obviously an awesome piece. Can they get that other piece to make this thing work and get that green 18?
It's going to be hard to do, you know, with the salary situation the way it is. Like, everybody, and it's a dilemma. Listen, everything can be done, you know, in the right situation. Obviously, you want Robert Williams to continue to develop the way he has, and maybe that's going to be the piece in the front court. The Celtics certainly need a front court piece, you know, to go with those guys. It's why at the deadline, I really like Evan Fournier. I was kind of all along kind of pulling for Aaron Gordon because I thought that was a better supplement to what the Celtics have. And obviously Fournier was brought here, you have a legitimate 20-point scorer off the bench, and then Jaylen Brown goes down, he's no longer coming off the bench. So people, you know, obviously you want that extra piece. You want to keep, you know, at this high level. But it's really difficult to do. Look at all these teams, the Nets, the Sixers, even the Bucks before Giannis. Let's talk about the Utah Jazz. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. You know what all those teams have in common? These teams I just mentioned that have a chance to win the championship this year?
They don't stink like the Celtics.
Three, five, 7 years in the lottery.
Yep.
You want to do that? How's that going to play here? You know, the Celtics got back to championship level, elite level, in the league in three conference finals in 4 years when they had 1 year. One. That was the in-between. Like 1 year in the lottery, where the Sixers did 5 years. Phoenix had missed the playoffs 7, 8 years in a row. You know, it's a difficult balancing act to keep it sustainable, and knowing that you're never going to have a shot. You have to pull off the trade of a lifetime like Danny Ainge did in 2013 to have a shot at high lottery picks. And by the way, the Celtics were unlucky. They flipped basically Jeff Green for an unprotected pick from Memphis, and then got unlucky that the pick, because of John Morant, the pick wasn't as good as it, you know, as it could have been. But that you have to make deals like that, these deals of a lifetime, to give yourself a chance. If you're not going to go through 60 lost seasons and get the top pick in the draft, and even that, by the way, is no guarantee. You know, Minnesota's been picking in the top five for how many years in a row?
Yeah.
and they've missed the playoffs for 16, 17 years. For perspective, the Nets are currently up 2-0, obviously on their way to winning a series. You know the last time they were up 2-0 in a series? 2004, 17 years ago. Celtics have been up 10 times 2-0 in series since the Nets last were. But we're all in the here and now, and the Nets are better than the Celtics in 2021. There's no question about it. But I don't think the Celtic fans that are complaining are willing to go into the lottery for 5 years to build it back up.
Hey, Grandy,
Tatum and Brown. You've missed their prime.
Hey, Grandy, how good are these Nets? I mean, speaking of them, I mean, you watched them. You're watching them up 2-0 right now. Again, we know that the big three there, they've only played 8 games, but the reality is these guys have played basketball their whole lives. We know how good all three of them are. How good is this team?
I think they can win. I think they can win. This is how championship teams are built. You've got elite players at the top. You know, Kyrie Irving, for everything else, is an elite offensive player and is just, you know, top 20 player in the league. You know, when he's healthy, he's clearly their third best player. He's the number three guy. You've got the top three-point shooter over the last 3 or 4 years in Joe Harris. And they've got these role players who've got a few years in the league now, Bruce Brown being one of them, Jeff Green being one of them. When the Celtics, their best chance, history is going to record, their best chance to win it was 2019. The Kyrie year, because Kevin Durant got hurt in the finals. That was the year that Toronto got that championship that easily could have been the Celtics. And I think we're going to look back and realize that the role players on that team in 2018, or in 2019, the role players on that team were too young. Just like the role players on the team now are crazy young. And that's the other, by the way, that nobody talks about with the Celtics, is that this is a crazy young team. There were a lot of nights this year you'd look down in the fourth quarter in these games that Kemba was out, and Rob Williams was the oldest player on the floor. The Celtics, everyone wants a big, sexy, dramatic move. What the Celtics have to do is get better 5 through 8 on the roster. They have to get bigger, and they have to get older. That's what they have to do. And the older part is very significant, because people will say, well, they have 2 All-Stars. The Celtics should be better. They're All-Stars. One just turned 23, and the other is 24. 20 years ago, the Celtics had 2 young All-Stars in Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker, and they were winning 38, 44, you know, 49 games in those years. So they've got to get older. And that's the big thing about the Nets' big three are right smack in the prime of their careers. And you've got Jeff Green's coming off the bench who have experience. Tyler Johnson's been in the league for 7 or 8 years. They are built to, I don't know how anyone's going to deal with Embiid. That's the question. You got Embiid and Giannis, and how does a team that doesn't defend? A team like the Nets has not won before, teams that don't defend. There are elite offensive teams that don't defend well, but this is a different kind of year. We're in a brand-new offensive era in the NBA, so it's going to be really interesting to watch, and it's just a matter of what kind of fight the Celtics put up this weekend. I think that's what everyone wants to see.
So what are you looking at in the finals, Sean, right now? Who do you got?
I will say this. I think the West is wide open.
All right. You're not a big predicting guy. I get all that.
If I saw it clearly, I'd tell you. Yeah. I just think that's the beauty of this year in the league is that every time you talk yourself into Brooklyn, you think, well, how are they going to stop Embiid? And then when you get so Philly Brooklyn centric in the East, you realize Milwaukee's in the perfect spot because no one's talking about them anymore, and they've upgraded dramatically, you know, with Jrue Holiday. In the West, is what Utah has done, is that sustainable in the playoffs, getting up the floor quickly and shooting threes? They're going to be able to do that. The only thing I will say is this, because the Lakers could win. If they do, if the Lakers beat Golden State in the play-in, beat the second best team in the league in the first round, if they beat Utah, they have to go through this ridiculous Western Conference gauntlet and then beat Philly or Brooklyn or something in the finals. People who don't want to put LeBron on that very tip-top plateau with Michael are running out of real estate.
Yep.
If he pulls this off, we are in 1-1A territory if a month and a half from now LeBron has navigated that team to another championship. I think it's going to be game over for the people who deny LeBron his space at the tippy top of the list.
Hey, Sean, keep up the good work. We appreciate the time as always. And by the way, if you could put the good word in with your significant other, Dana, we'd love to get her on the program. You think you can pull that off?
I will, you know, my swag with her, you know, it ebbs and flows. As you know, that's how marriage is. But I will, you know, I will certainly do my best.
All right, man. Keep up the good work. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you later on down the line.
You got it, man.
There he is, Sean Grady, the voice, the radio voice of the Boston Celtics here in Boston on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We'll take our final timeout of hour number one. We'll come back and tell you about our friends at Rocket Mortgage and tell you about hour number two next. You're locked into the Diehards. I'm Anthony Pepe, flying solo tonight with my man running rock and roll control in Houston. His name is Andrew Carlson. Keep it right here. We're the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Last hour of the Diehards here on the SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. So I'm sitting here on my cell phone just watching. Yeah, I videotape every at-bat, every pitch my daughter's pitch and hit. And I'm watching the strikeout my daughter to end the game. My daughter Abby did. And I'm watching the game-winning RBI from my oldest Lily. And I can't get enough of it. I'm like, literally, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to do a national sports talk radio show. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm fired up. I'm excited. Man, just hashtag girl dad, hashtag proud dada. It is awesome watching them compete and win like they did. Speaking of awesome, coming up hour number two, we'll talk to our pal from the sports professor, Rick Hoare, will join us from BUSR.com, James Ross and Kent Thompson, coming up hour number two next.